Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm back at work again, back on nights. I'm just catching up on people's boos from the last, like, say, 4 or 5 days. And I've been catching up on some of the boos that Paul recorded, Paul Omani, in France. And catching up on the conversation about iPhone camera versus DSLR, of which I have both. And I'll answer that one quickly. The iPhone 4S it's got an amazing camera, especially the video mode. It really is impressive. And I went through a stage of, when I first got the phone, just taking the iPhone with me and leaving the DSLR at home. But now I've gone back into the habit of taking them both now and trying to get more photos with the DSLR, because I've realised that although the camera is great on the iPhone 4S, it doesn't really compare to a DSLR. Especially, I mean, I've got the same model that Paul Omani has, the Canon 550D, and I think Mac has a Nikon. Yana and Simon have a Canon, I think. And just for those special moments, the images that a DSLR will capture are just. At the minute, I don't think the phone cameras can really compete with them. Right, I went on a bit of a tangent there. Back to what I was talking about. Yeah, so I'm just catching up with boos, and I've not been doing too many boos myself, but I am listening. I use it as my little release, I think, that especially when I'm at work, if I'm on nights or something like that, I just plug my earphones in. I've got everyone's boos backed up in Downcast, and I just set them going, and it just helps me through the night. It helps me get through. Not that work is such an ordeal or anything like that, but still, it takes my mind off how mind-numbing work can be sometimes when repetitive tasks are all that you have to get you through 12 hours. Anyway, yeah, I've kind of taken a little bit of a step back from social networking, and I think I had a realization a few weeks ago, and I know that I do go in waves with the social networking thing. I know Pilgrim Chris may agree with me as well, that every now and then you just think, have a step back from it, realign like priorities and things like that, and then slowly ease back in. And I've had one of those weeks where I thought that it was affecting my home life, really. Like, it was force of habit, really, just to get the phone out and just quickly check Twitter, maybe look on Facebook, Instagram, quickly refresh Downcast, see what boos were going to come down to for me to listen to. Then there's Google+, and then there's my Facebook page for one of my websites, and now there's the Olympics app, and there's so many little distractions, and it just becomes force of habit. If I've got a spare 2 seconds, the phone's out of the pocket. And it was really getting in the way of, like, experience in real life, I think. Especially when I'm out walking. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but when I'm out walking, I'd find myself, I'll just quickly reply to that Twitter message, or I'll quickly upload a photo or something like that. And that's all well and good, but it really was taking away from the experience. I thought to myself, I've done all this distance today and I've seen all these places, but have I really experienced it? Have I been mindful? Have I been really immersing myself in the experience? And my answer would sadly have to have been no for quite some time there. So I've taken a little bit of a step back, disconnected myself from it a little bit. And even with audio boos, I'll upload them afterwards, or I don't mind recording audio boos at the time, that's different. But the constant interaction on Twitter, although it's nice to be social, it was taking away from the enjoyment a little bit, because I didn't feel as though I was fully experiencing it. And since doing that, it's been really good. I've had some days out with my girlfriend in the Peak District and with my daughter, and it's been really great, and it's been really real quality time, which I think everyone of us needed. And everyone does need, every now and then. But I am listening to everyone's boos. I've got 7 seconds to go, and I will record another boo very soon. Bye for now.